Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mughal. Thank you for joining me this sunny Wednesday evening. In this episode, I am doing my monthly short story share. That's a tongue twister right now. Short story share. This month, what I decided to do was a bit of flash fiction. Flash fiction is fiction that's under 1,500 words. And doing a little bit of history. So this is a bit of historical fiction. And I will tell you what inspired this story when I'm done reading it. I hope you enjoy it. This is Death by Kaveh. As soon as the peasant, Aristotle, walked into the largest Kavehane coffee house in Peloponnesus, his senses were immediately assaulted with the robust flavor. The aroma sailed through his nostrils, and the clamor of all the lively conversations pounded in his ears. He furtively glanced all around him, looking for his party. He sat down cautiously at one of the few empty tables. His hands were sticky, and he wiped them on his shirt. Then he cupped the curb of his saber. For what reason? He wasn't even sure. He wasn't sure of much these days. He barely knew how he was keeping himself and his family alive. A sense of urgency bit into him like the Hydra, and when he tried to shake it off him, more urgency took its place. Underneath it all was a lingering anxiety about an uncertain future. He wasn't alone. Whenever he entered the Kavehane, the raucous conversations ricocheted between collective anxiety and unified righteous indignation. Noblemen, peasant, and merchant alike anticipated the winds of change. They hoped the gods they no longer prayed to would harness those winds to the point that they'd be typhoon. Aristotle had no interest in anyone's gods, not the gods of the Greeks or the god of the Ottoman Turks. He believed in what he could touch with his hands, feel with his heart, and work through with his own brain. The illiterate peasant had a knack for astounding the illustrious nobleman with what he could concoct in his naturally adept mind. Constantinos, his unlikely ally, valued Aristotle's facility with strategy, although he would never tell him so. The educated son of a merchant could recite the words of enlightened Frenchmen and speak eloquently of their overthrow of tyranny, but had no real skill to navigate devious political minds. He needed Aristotle, but would never admit to needing a peasant. Collaboration started when Aristotle sipped his kaveh. He marveled at how richness, bitterness, and sweetness could exist in one place but still be enjoyable. In the middle of his musings, he heard Constantino spew discontent over the state of the Greeks. Another spoiled, educated brat who had no understanding of real suffering, he thought to himself. At the same time, his intoxicating idealism drew in everyone near him. In spite of himself, it drew in Aristotle. Since a peasant has no choice but to be practical, he had to inject some realism into the conversation. "And what would you have us do, boy?" he said. Aristotle had no idea how his offhanded, irreverent challenge would alter the rest of his life and the lives of the other Greeks in the Kavehane. Here he was, a year and a half later, helping that same boy figure out what to do. Constantinos never liked Aristotle calling him boy, considering Aristotle wasn't much older. He chuckled at the thought, taking his sweaty hand off the saber. Constantinos barreled through with a group of men that included two teachers, four priests, and two doctors. One of the priests went with Aristotle to the mountains to enlist the aid of the self-professed militia who saw Nassau as common brigands. He hugged him warmly. He gave a quick handshake to the others, including Constantinos. "Are you well, Aristotle?" he said as he sat down. "As well as these times will allow," he replied as he waved a server to their table. He flashed his rogue smile and asked for 10 cups of cave. He watched the server walk away and took in the whole cavehane in one fell swoop. "Did you secure the agreement of the Russians?" Aristotle whispered, unconsciously putting his hand back on his saber. "We did. I told you we would," Constantino said. "I never had a doubt." The rogue smile made another appearance. "Oh, but you did," Constantino laughed, shaking his head. "What word from Istanbul?" Aristotle asked one of the priests. "Ready and waiting for word from us," he said. Aristotle paused as the server placed cave in front of everyone. "Do you think the Russians can be trusted, Aristotle?" one of the teachers asked nervously. "Can we really trust anyone at this time? Why should the Russians be any different?" "We can trust each other," Constantino said. Aristotle nodded and took a slow sip of cave. With flourish, Constantino gulped down most of his cave. "Is it time, Aristotle?" he blurted. "It is time," Aristotle said as he took another slow sip of cave. Aristotle's words rang true with their success in Kalamata. The spirit of Ares overtook the peninsula, and the Turks could not match it. Aristotle and Constantino shook off their titles of peasant and merchant son and embodied the title of warrior. Battle was over. The two men parted ways after Constantinos was appointed as one of the first senators of the Messenian Senate. Aristotle joined the pursuit of the Turks to Tripolitsa. He saw the young senator again when he came to Tripolitsa to congratulate Theodoros Kallikratonis on his victory. They saw it as only fitting to meet in a cavehane, since that's where it all started. This time, when Aristotle entered the establishment, the conversation that buzzed in his ears was filled with collective exhilaration at the possibilities of independence and the restoration of former glory. No one noticed him. When Constantinos arrived, cheers greeted him. He shook hands warmly and received the adulation, already playing the role of a politician. Aristotle shook his head. "I hope the politicos don't eat you alive," he said as he drank his cave. "You don't think I can handle the snakes?" Constantinos asked. "Of course not. I never doubt you." "Oh, but you do." He laughed and took a deliberate sip of cave. "Revolutions are born with cave, and empires die with cave." Story came from an interesting place. I read an article in a magazine related to how Turkish coffee destroyed the Ottoman Empire, or how it contributed to destroying the Ottoman Empire. So the title is escaping me at this moment, the complete title. But actually the title was "How Turkish Coffee Destroyed an Empire," came back to me. So how Turkish coffee destroyed an empire. I was intrigued by that. So I said, how could Turkish coffee destroy an empire? So I read the article, and the article is really interesting. Did some research and looked at different rebellions within the empire in the 1800s and focused on the first successful one in Peloponnesus. Obviously, the story centers on cave, coffee, and death by cave. You've heard of death by chocolate, death by cave. That's where the title came from. I don't write flash fiction too often, but I really enjoyed writing this. I enjoyed doing the research and figuring out how to connect a Greek successful rebellion with coffee. So that's what I came up with. And then I wrote these two characters, Aristotle and Constantinos. And the names are very deliberate. Aristotle, for obvious reasons, and Constantinos, Constantinople, Ottoman Turks. And I showed two different construction of an empire. So that's where that came from. Now, today's podcast is a little short, so I didn't give you the host call in, the guest call in number, so you could speak to me, because there isn't a lot of time to speak to me. But in my next podcast, hopefully you all will call in and it will be longer. But I hope you enjoyed my story, Death by Kaveh. If you like that story, or you like what you've heard in my previous podcast, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. I also have my blog, Behind and Beyond the Veil. And if you'd like to read this story on your own, it's on my blog as well as my other work. Thank you for joining me this evening. Good night and love and light.